current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Let's see. It's National Pharmacy Technician Day. Doesn't sound very exciting to me. National Kentucky Day. I wonder if that has anything to do with Jack Daniels. If it does, it's okay. Otherwise, okay. Or maybe, what is the first, I think it's the first Saturday of May. Shouldn't that be the National Kentucky Day? Right? Isn't that when the, what's the race? The big horse race. My mind just went blank. I think senility is setting in. The horse race on the first Saturday. Kentucky Derby. Oh, it's on. That's a toughie to remember, right? I think I need more coffee. Somebody please, coffee. I must have been thinking about what the real celebration of the one that we're going to go with for today is. Might have been the only reason why I couldn't think of Kentucky Derby. Today's National Seafood Bisque Day. Now, that's one that I could get behind, right? Where do you get good seafood bisque? We have a graphic for that one, Josh. Seafood Bisque Day. We might have to do something about that and get a graphic or something along those lines. Just because, you know, I have beaten anorexia, and being that it is National Seafood Bisque Day, Josh, I just sent you the link so you have it. Not that that's a hint or anything, but, and I won't even go into the fact that tomorrow is Chicken and Waffles Day. I'm not going to say that. that's one that we, you know, the rest of this week, we got seafood bisque today. We've got chicken and waffles tomorrow. And Thursday is pumpkin cheesecake. You can tell where my mind is, right? I mean, we better get on with the broadcast today. Let's take a look and see what the markets are doing. Dow Jones up 165 points. S&P 500 is up 28. NASDAQ up 95. Oil, it's up another 83 cents a barrel. Yeah, and I just heard that. Think about this one, because who is the ones that are pushing the most for these changes in our oil prices, right? We've got the environmentalists very, very excited and exacerbated about gasoline and gasoline prices. Think about this. Our consumption of coal is increasing dramatically as well. So the environmentalists aren't happy about the gas prices or using fossil fuel. But coal, yeah, we're using more coal, and coal is up, I think the number I heard this morning, up 250%, the price of coal. Now, I don't know, what should we get into? I'm going to get into it anyway, because I'm still very, very envious of our tremendous underwriter, Lori, right? I mean, she's got paying $3.09 a gallon for gasoline, $3.09 a gallon. Josh is at $3.89 a gallon. $3.34 here is the national average. And right here, now we're pushing it. We're at $4.51 a gallon right now in California.
Ow!
$4.51 is the average price of a gallon of gasoline in California. I thought that the winter blend was supposed to be a little cheaper. I guess so much for that thought, right? I mean, we're continuing our upward spiral of gas prices, but I know the government has no bearing. They have no control over these things. It's coincidence. It's a mere coincidence that prices have been going up since January 20th, 2020. 1 year ago, the average price of a gallon of gasoline in California, $3.20. Today, $4.51. So we're up, what's that, $1.31 a gallon in a year? $1.30, so 25%. Can you say inflation, ladies and gentlemen? I'm just throwing that out there. That's what we're seeing. Let's see what else is going on in the news. We've got some interesting stories that are coming out in the news. What do you know? Before I get to that, I just saw this come across our feed. The Biden administration cutting the defense budget as China reportedly tests terrifying new weapons. North Korea is testing missiles. I wonder what the Cannabis News Network is saying about that. MSNB, hee-haw, what do they have to say about it?
It is what it is.
And we're going to cut back on defense spending. That makes a lot of sense. Unbelievable. Yeah, we did see that the parents yesterday, California parents did stage that walkout. So did you see any of that? The parents didn't send their kids to school? I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. Congratulations, parents. Maybe you'll finally show the schools, the state government, who really controls it, regardless of whether you want to believe what these interesting elections have to say. But that's unbelievable. That's another one of those issues right there. Let's take a look and see what else is going on in the news. I had a couple of interesting articles. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac believe that home prices are going to continue to soar. That's a good one, right? We're watching that their comment was, by the end of 2021, we should see a total for the year 17% home appreciation. By the end of 2021, 2022, they're looking at 7% appreciation. I told you earlier this week, Goldman Sachs says 16% from now until the end of 2022. So that's about 15 months of reporting that they have to do. 16%. There is a news story out, and this one I'll be sharing on our social channels, that new regulations, new guidelines coming out from the government-sponsored entities allowing for multifamily homes to have lower the down payments. It had been 20% on the multifamilies. They're going to go down to 3-5% on multifamily as long as you live in one of them. So that's some pretty interesting news right there. If you're thinking about your retirement, we've been talking about retirement a lot. Are you 100% secure that you're sure that you're going to have the retirement you desire? Well, that's been one of the big questions that we've talked about. And a lot of people can say no to that question. Why do they say no? It's because they've got too much debt and they're putting their money into the 401k ruse. IRA ruse, right? The idea they talk about that's going to, you're going to get deferred taxation. But here's the issue. Do you think, especially under this administration, are taxes going up or going down? Right? You know which way they're going. They want to tax everybody. I know they tell you they only want to tax the rich, but if you have more than $600, a $600 transaction, they want to know what's going on with it out of your bank account. Now, I don't know. The rich probably don't care about that. What do you think? Right? That's not just a tax the rich issue when they're talking about $600. Right? That's getting everybody. So if you think taxes are going up, wouldn't you rather pay taxes now instead of in the future? There are tax-advantaged investments that are outside of the 401k, that are outside of the IRA. Now, I do believe that you should put as much money into your 401k as your company is matching, not a penny more, because that's free money, right? If they're going to give you a 10%, 20%, 50% match, right? That's it may take some vesting time, but if they're giving that to you, hey, that's a good deal. Take it. But if they're not giving that to you, don't put your money in that 401k or that IRA. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with some of our tremendous associates. I don't sell any of these products, right? I know about them because I was licensed with Merrill Lynch for many years. I did have my Series 7, Series 66 life insurance licenses, had all those licenses. But here's the focus on that is it doesn't really matter where you go. You can go to any of these institutions as long as they're giving you great guidance. Our whole focus, though, has to be that, okay, Bobby Joe, the seller in Fullerton, the best lobster bisque. Okay, I go down to Circle Hook for lobster bisque. That's not seafood bisque, though, but I love lobster bisque. But Circle Hook right there in Lido Island, that's great lobster bisque also. But I digress. Let's get back to what I was supposed to be talking about. Talking about real estate prices and the ruse of the 401k and the IRA, right? Here's the issue with that. If you've got $1,000 to put in your IRA today and you're in the 30% tax bracket, you're going to pay $300 in taxes. If that grows to $10,000, you get to pay $3,000 in taxes in retirement, assuming taxes do not go up. So would you rather pay $300 or $3,000? The choice is yours. Because the tax advantage is available in other vehicles. So you pay the tax now and don't pay it later or defer it and get these other strategies. Just throwing that out there for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Got a lot to broadcast for you today. We're going to talk about, we got a workshop for you. So refinancing, things you need to know about that refinance. I think we're going to do that when we come back, Josh. We'll do that refinance. We're in the next segment. And then we'll get our other stories after that because that refinance segment's going to take a little extra time. But should you refinance? Interest rates are going up. Are you going to wait until they're above where you are today? Well, we'll talk about that. What does the future hold for home prices? We're going to talk about that one. I gave you a little hint on that. And the biggest frustration of refinancing a home during divorce? We'll talk about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So from time to time, we like to do a little bit of workshops, and we put all these workshops, we store them right there on Ron Siegel Radio in our digital space and our YouTube pages. If you ever want to get any of our workshops, we've always got them stored there for you. The workshop today is, should you refinance? Well, that's a good question, and as always, we're going to answer that for you today. And you know, I want to share just a little bit because you know, I don't always talk about myself on the broadcast. I bring on a lot of guests, but I have been doing this for I bought my first houses in 1984, so been doing some real estate for a little time. Licensed with Merrill Lynch for a while, lending for. I'm in my third decade of lending now. Don't laugh at me, Josh. It's been a little bit of a while there, right? And then we love to help people. Now I don't ever sell anything. Our whole focus is all about educating, and that's why we do the radio program. I've been doing it since 2010. It wasn't a great time to be in real estate back in 2010, but we have been doing the program since then. So let's get on with it. Let's cover a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. We're going to get into the basics of refinancing, reasons why refinancing might be a good option, how refinancing will affect your current loan, and the terms that are defined. So we're going to get into all of that stuff for you. One of the best reasons to refinance is to lower your current interest rate on your existing loan, knowing whether refinance comes down to answering just a few questions. How much can you save on your monthly payment? How long will it take to recoup the cost of refinancing? Do you plan on taking cash out to pay off debt or remodel your home? That's a biggie. So a lot of people have consumer debt, right, or student loan debt, and you're paying boatloads of interest on that. Yet you come back and you say, you know something? I'm going to keep on going with my 3.5% mortgage or 3% mortgage or 2.5% mortgage, but my blended household interest rate is 6% or 7%. Why would that be? Well, your mortgage is a portion of your debt. Then you add in your student loan debt, if you have any, credit card debt, which most people have, auto debt, which most people have. And you start looking at that, and your blended household debt is way, way more than what your mortgage is. But you've got this equity in your real estate that is doing absolutely nothing for you. The rate of return on home equity is zero. Now, what if we set up the bank of you? Right? Yeah, you, Josh, or Bobby Joe, or Patty, or whomever. What do we have the bank of Josh? Let's go with the bank of Josh, right? So you pay off all of that consumer debt through refinancing, and you don't go below the money that you're not spending every month. What you do with that money is you continue. Now you make that new mortgage payment, which is going to probably be, it's going to be more than your old mortgage payment, but it's going to be way less than what you paid when you took your old mortgage payment, plus all of the payments you had to make on your credit cards, automobiles, student loans, whatever you have in debt. The difference goes into the bank of Josh. Now, no, I'm not going to put my money into the bank of Josh. I'm going to put my money into the bank of Ron. You're going to put yours into the bank of you, right? So that's the idea. Now, that money is going to grow safe and secure at a good interest rate. What do you do with that money? Now, you say, okay, well, Ron, you just took my car and you put it into a 30-year loan. We're going to get into all of that in just a minute. So why are the reasons that homeowners choose to refinance? Well, obviously to get a lower interest rate or monthly payment to free up room in the budget, shorten their loan term, which reduces the interest they pay and can help them pay off their loans faster, switch from an adjustable rate mortgage, which we don't have too many of those out right now, to a fixed rate mortgage so that their monthly payment is fixed. Pay off credit card or other debt. That's the biggie, is to pay off that other debt. Refinancing a home can be a smart financial move, but you need to take time to evaluate it, right? Maybe you want to remodel your home. That's another issue right there. All of those are reasons that we contemplate going and doing these things. So the next thing we look at is, are we cutting your interest rate to help you pay less in interest over the life of the loan compared with the remaining term of the original loan? However, even with a lower monthly mortgage payment, you could be paying more interest over the long term by stretching out your new loan term. You could calculate how much interest you would be paying on both loans and compare the amounts. We do that with something called a total cost analysis, right? We show you all of that digitally, on charts and on graphs. I don't know how you like to learn. Everybody is a little bit different. Some people look at these graphs and they say, wow, that's pretty cool. And then they look at the charts and they say, well, that's overwhelming. Okay, could it be, depending upon where you sit, it could be any of those. But the bottom line is if we extend the term, lower your payments, right? The interest rate is important, but not as important as many other parts of it. Because we want to get that equity out of your property. We want to get that equity working for you, right? So if you can borrow, let's say interest rates go crazy and they go up to 4%. I know it sounds really nutty to people my age when you talk about interest going crazy and going up to 4%, right? But the bottom line is, yeah, it could go up to 4%. But if you can get 8, 9, 10% in safe, secure investments, maybe they're even guaranteed, borrow at 4 and earn at 10. That's 6% in the middle. That means after the paying the debt, your money's doubling every 12 years. It's a rule of 72. Divide the yield there, that 6% delta, by 72, your money doubles every 12 years. Think about that concept. Now, I'm going to share with you at the end. We're going to do a little ad lib here, Josh, at the end. So the question is, how much interest do you pay? Current interest rate? Okay, cutting your interest rate helps you pay less interest over the life of the loan, but even with a lower monthly payment, you could pay more. What's your current interest rate? Again, let's not worry about only what it says on your mortgage statement. But you can find your current interest rate on your monthly mortgage statement, or give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll help you with that. But what we want to know is, what is the blended household interest rate? I talked about that a little bit at the beginning. Take your mortgage rate and the amount of your mortgage remaining and the payment. You look at all of your debts. Look at the payment, the interest rate, and the balance on every one of your debts. If you don't know how to do that, that's fine. Send a copy of every one of your statements, redact what you want, and send it to rj@ronsiegelradio.com. rj@ronsiegelradio.com. We'll put it into a blended rate calculator for you and tell you what your blended household interest rate is. That's the only number that matters. What is your blended household interest rate? Because once we know that, Then we can start strategizing for you. Even if you can lower your interest rate and monthly payment, refinancing might not make sense if you're going to pay more for your home or if you're going to leave in the very near future. If you're planning on moving soon and not keeping that home to refinance or to rent, okay, if you're going to rent it, that's the best idea. But if you're not doing that, then the next best thing is to don't do anything if you're planning on moving pretty quick. So that's a different issue. But if you have 21 years left to pay on your mortgage and you get a new 30-year mortgage, you just added 9 years of paying a mortgage before it is paid off, you may want to consider getting a loan for less than 30 years. I like the 30-year loan. Why? You can pay extra on it if you want to. But if you follow what I'm going to tell you throughout this workshop, the Bank of Josh can pay off Josh's mortgage. The Bank of Ron can pay off Ron's mortgage. The Bank of You will pay off your mortgage at any time you want to, if you ever want to. Why would you not want to? Well, if you've got cash on the sidelines and it's your choice to pay it off, and that money's making more for you than the payments, why would you want to pay it off? Right? Let the insurance, I threw that out there. I shouldn't say that. But if you let the Bank of You pay it off when you're done, you know, at the end of your time on this earth, yeah, your heirs still get a free and clear home, and you've got a big, big benefit right there. So let's consider that. So we're going to continue on. Property values, they have increased over the last few years. The values of homes may have increased, meaning you may have built up equity in your home. Equity equals a portion of the home that you own. Conventional mortgage refinances must have at least 20% equity in your home to avoid paying private mortgage insurance. So the cost to refinance a mortgage will vary according to the interest rate, credit score, loan, and of course, the lender you choose. The closing costs of a home refinance generally includes fees, appraisal fees, points, which is an optional expense to lower the interest rate over the life of the loan, insurance and taxes, escrow and life title fees, and lender fees. If you have enough equity in your home at the time of refinancing, you may choose to refinance your closing costs and fees by adding them to your mortgage balance. You may also decide you want to take some cash out with your new mortgage. This cash can be used to cover closing costs. Don't be fooled by an advertisement of no-cost mortgages. There is absolutely no free lunch. No such thing as a no-cost mortgage. The guy that's advertising that on the radio, he gets paid, and he has to pay for his radio commercials. The processors, they get paid. The insurance, title insurance company, they get paid. The escrow company, they get paid. The government gets their share of the recording fees. Everybody gets paid. And they want to tell you that you're not paying the bill when it's your transaction. Yeah, you know better than that. So don't be fooled about that. A no-cost mortgage does not mean that it costs you nothing. A no-cost mortgage means that they're putting that the costs into the interest rate. If you paid it out of your equity, it may be a better option for you. Make sure you get the total cost analysis to see if that is in your best interest. So make sure you're talking to a licensed mortgage professional to find out your refinance options. So here's the issue. Here's where we want to go with this, is once you set up the Bank of You, now you look at it and you say, okay, I've put everything possible into the Bank of Ron, the Bank of Josh, the Bank of Patty, whatever the bank is. Okay, now that's growing over time. Now, you remember I told you you put your car payment into that, so you're not making a car payment anymore directly? Well, now your car runs out. What are you going to do? Right, you need a new car. Well, you're going to go down to your local bank and pay them an interest rate? Maybe, but probably not. What you're probably going to do is go to the Bank of You, the Bank of Josh, and you're going to go into that car dealer and say, you know something, I want to buy this car, and I'm going to pay cash for it. What's the cash price? But then you make payments back to the Bank of You. So the same payment you would have made to the car dealer, you make to the Bank of You. Now, if you want to get sneaky, and maybe I'll just share this with you, auto dealers make money on the financing of cars. If they make, they've got to make their money somewhere. So they either make it all in the cost of the car, or they share the cost of making their money and the cost of the car and the cost of financing. Do your homework. You may go in there and finance the car, and if you have no prepayment penalty, go back to the bank of Josh and refinance it. Right? So now you've saved money on both ends, and you start making the whatever payment was you agreed to make to the car dealer, make that to the bank of you. And grow that money so it's working for you. That way you're saving on interest over the long term. It's a big, big benefit of you. So just a little bit of the thoughts on refinancing, and you watch what happens. You do what I just told you. We can put map it out for you, but you do what I just told you, and you will be assured of a safe, secure retirement. You'll be using that home equity to do the smart things for you and your family, and you'll be a much happier individual. All you have to do, though, is give us a call at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Be more than happy to share with you a plan just for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the future markets and the markets. Hey, when we come back, what does the future hold for you? We've got a mortgage minute. We might get to some of the Your Credit Matters, and yes, you've got a better outcome segment. Featured home, and not a lot of time. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 160 points. The NASDAQ is up 100 points. The S&P 500 up 29. 10-year Treasury is up 5 basis points. That's a big number, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Mortgage-backed securities, they're down 5 basis points, which means interest rates are up ever so slightly. Housing starts for September were reported at 1.555 million units, which is down 25,000 from last month's revised report of 1.58 million. Housing permits, which are a good indicator of future starts, decreased to 1.589 million units. This is 132,000, down 132,000 from last month's revised figure of 1.72 million. So we need a lot of housing, and we're not getting it. It's not coming back online right now. Let's see what else we've got going on in the news. So why do I say that the 10-year Treasury is going up at this pace is an important number? Well, we've got some technical issues that come up, and we're always watching the technicals on the markets to see where they may be going. In the absence of real news, we don't have a lot of news, as I just shared with you just now. In the absence of news, we watch the technicals to see what the market, or to try and give an indication of where the market might be heading. So 1.628 is really the top of the resistance level. So we're at 1.63 right now. So we're basically right there, right? So if we go through that, then we have to watch out. Where's the market going to take us from there? Hopefully we'll bounce back down. I know if you're a senior living on fixed income, you don't want that. But if the market will bounce back down, that's a good indication that that level of support is holding, and we might get some favorable movement in the market. So we're watching that very, very closely, being the mortgage-backed securities. When we talk about those, they're just the opposite. No, the yield, the rate, interest rate moves in the same direction usually as the 10-year Treasury. But when we talk about the mortgage-backed securities, we're talking about the bond itself. So when the bond goes down, that means rates are going up. And right now, we're in the middle of a channel right now. So we're okay right there. But we are watching it very, very closely. And we look at all these things and wonder, okay, why is all of this happening? And what is causing this? Well, we're still getting some good news. I shared with you, I'm not going to go over it again, what the National Association of Home Builders gave us in their report yesterday. Some of the numbers, they get kind of boring, so I don't really want to go into them again. But it's the housing starts, the permits, that's the big issue right there. Completions of homes down 4.6%. So that's just talking about the backlog of work that the builders still have. MBA forecasts that purchase originations will increase by 9% next year. So still looking at a lot of people buying. But here's the issue. When you start listening to the market makers and they start talking about the market and what goes on, well, they compare what's going on in the marketplace with some things that probably should not be the typical. What do I mean by that? Well, if I owned Apple stock, and I'm not recommending any stock or anything, and I'm not recommending a buy or sell or any of those issues, I'm just using this for education. If I don't like Apple stock today and I decide to sell it, well, I'm out of the market for Apple stock, right? So the market, there's a supply and demand for every stock. But if I sell my house today, that doesn't put me out of the market for housing. So I've got to go and buy something else, or I've got to rent something else. I've got to take that one unit that I own for myself, for my primary residence, if I sell that, I've got to replace that with another unit, either a rental or a purchase, may or may not be in the same market. But it's not like the demand for property went down. So the demand still stays there as people get older, right? As we live longer, or the newer generations get into the age when they are generally starting to form their own households, buying a home at 33 or renting when they, as soon as they can, get out of the basement of mom and dad's house, right? They're getting into the market. So we're always adding more people. We have a net addition of demand. We don't have a addition of demand for Apple stock. Now, that might be a bad example because a lot of people may like it. But for every person that buys Apple stock on any given day, somebody else just sold an equal amount because there's a finite amount of Apple stock out there. So does that make sense? I hope that clears up why we talk about the real estate market is not quite the same as what we talk about in other markets. So just to give you a little idea there, that's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When we come back, we're going to try and get everything that we have to do today all into one segment. What does the future hold for home prices? The biggest frustration of refinancing a home during a divorce? And I don't know if we're going to get to that featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rate. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What does the future hold for home prices? If you're looking to buy or sell a house, chances are you've heard to talk about today's rising home prices. And while this increase in home values is great news for sellers, you may be wondering what the future hold. Will prices continue to rise with time, or should you expect them to fall? To answer that question, let's first understand a few terms you might be hearing right now. Appreciation is an increase in the value of an asset. Depreciation is the decrease in value of an asset. Deceleration is when something happens at a slower pace. It's important to note home prices have increased or appreciated for 114 straight months. To find out if that trend may continue, look to the experts. Pulsonomics surveyed over 100 economists, investment strategists, and housing market analysts asking for their five-year projections. In terms of what lies ahead, experts say the market may see some slight deceleration, but not depreciation. Here's the forecast for the next 5 years. 2021, 11.74. 2022, 5.82. 2023, 3.94. 2024, 3.56. 2025, 3.55. Those are December to December estimated prices. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 KMET video feed, you're seeing the chart on screen right now. Prices are expected to continue to rise, just not at the same pace we've seen over the last year. Over 100 experts agree there is no expectation for price depreciation. As the arrows indicate, each number is an increase, which means prices will rise each year. Bill McBride, author of the Calculated Risk blog, also expects deceleration but not depreciation. Quote, my sense is the case shall national annual growth rate of 19.7% is probably close to a peak, and that year-over-year price increases will slow later this year, unquote. Ivy Zellman of Zellman & Associates agreed, saying, quote, home price appreciation is on the cusp of flipping to a decelerating trend, unquote. A recent article from Realtor.com indicates you should expect, quote, annual price increases will slow to a more normal level, unquote. What does this deceleration mean for you? What experts are projecting for the years ahead is more in line with historical norm for appreciation. According to data from Black Knight, the average annual appreciation from 1995 to 2020 is 4.1%. As you can see from that chart that we shared with you, the expert forecasts are closer to that pace, which means you should see appreciation at a level that's aligned with a more normal year. Right around 5% in Southern California, that's a norm over the last 60 years. Will it happen tomorrow, next year? I don't know. But that's the last 60 years, so that's why we talk about it that way. If you're a buyer, don't expect a sudden or drastic drop in home prices. Experts say it will not happen. Instead, think about your homeownership goals and consider purchasing a home before prices rise further. If you're a seller, the continued home price appreciation is good news for the value of your house. Work with an agent to list your house for the right price based on market conditions. And obviously, I can put you in touch with great agents anywhere in the sound of my voice. Experts expect deceleration, not depreciation, over the coming years. Again, let's chat if you have any questions. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. A little frog in the throat there, Josh. What do you think? Better Outcomes segment today being brought to you by MyCDLP.com. The biggest frustration of refinancing a home during a divorce. What's one of the biggest frustrations when refinancing a home during the divorce? The time frame in which it can be done. Obviously, everyone involved wants the refinance of a marital home to be done as quickly as possible. The frustration is that depending upon the borrowing spouse's financial situation, it might not be that easy. When the borrowing spouse needs to use spousal support and or child support to meet the income needs for refinancing a home during a divorce, the lender needs to meet certain requirements. We call it the 636 rule. 6 months of receipt of income, 36 months of continuance. Nobody wants to wait 6 months to refinance the marital home, and the other spouse doesn't want to wait 6 months to receive their equity share either. So how can we make this easier? Temporary orders. If the need to refinance a marital home once the divorce is final has a deadline, for example, the settlement agreement gives a deadline of 90 days, there may very well be an issue if support income is needed, right? We highly recommend getting temporary orders in place. It may not matter if the amount of support ordered is not going to be the final amount. Still, as long as the paying spouse pays the full and on time as per the temporary order, it starts the clock ticking on the six-month receipt period. For example, let's say that Mary has received 4 months of support through temporary orders of $800 and final orders are given for $1,000 monthly support. Mary only needs to show 2 more months receipt of the support income to meet her 6 months receipt. She doesn't need to show an additional 6 months receipt of the full $1,000 because the key point is that the $800 was considered full payment based on court orders. This also helps when the continuance of 3 years is tight, which still needs to be met, or if there is a specific deadline on when the refinance needs to take place, like the 90-day example that I used for her. Does having a certified divorce lending professional on your team set you apart? Obviously. Maybe you didn't know what I just shared with you. The takeaway is that every single case is different, and having a certified divorce lending professional as that extra set of eyes to review the proposed settlement agreement can help identify what hurdles exist, how they can be addressed ahead of time, and save everyone a lot of frustration, time, and sometimes heartbreak. If you have questions about how divorce can impact the ability to obtain mortgage financing, a CDLP knowledge, their professional knowledge, can help make the transition much smoother and successful for all parties. Working with an experienced mortgage professional who is well-versed in many ways divorce affects the mortgage is huge benefit to both the divorce team and the divorcing homeowners. You can't think traditionally when working with divorces and mortgage financing. As always, we have a free tool for you. It is the Divorce Your Mortgage Workbook, dymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com. That is the Better Outcomes segment brought to you by MyCDLP.com. Hey, let's see if we can get this in, Josh. A quick featured home, 69295 35th Avenue, Cathedral City. 3 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms. Hey, this is a Robert LaBianca listing, $549,000. Now, remember that conforming loan limits are going to $625,000 in the beginning of the year. So we're already using that right now. So this does fall under the conforming loan limit numbers. An absolute gem describes this south-facing home with mountain views plus 3 beds, 2 baths in immaculate move-in condition, completely redone with stone flooring throughout, all high-end appliances in the kitchen, including double ovens, double dishwasher, 3-drawer fridge, all new bathrooms, double pane windows and sliders, owned outright solar panels with custom ducted swamp cooler. Holy cow. New roof, professionally landscaped back and front yards with block wall and sparkling Pebble Tech. It's a Pebble Tech saltwater pool and spa. Close to all schools, all shopping, and entertainment. Whew. There's a lot of stuff on that one. That's a nice property. $549,000 is the list price from Bob LaBianca. Financing options, 10% down, you're looking at $2,150 a month. 20% down, you're looking at $19.11 a month. 25% down, strategically speaking. Did I miss something in there? Josh is waving at me. Okay, well, I got bad rates in here, so we're not going to even use these rates. We're going to give you this one tomorrow. Thanks, Josh. Okay, so shoot the host. What do you want? I mean, isn't today hump? Oh no, today's not even hump day, so I can't even use that excuse. Let's see. Do we have another featured home in there? No, I got a. Is this a different one, Josh? I don't know. I think I've only got one there. Put it up on the screen. I'll see if I can look at what you've got on the screen. Okay, rates. 10% down, $21.94 a month. 20% down, $19.42 a month. 25% down, strategically, $17.36 a month. Okay, yeah, now we got it. Got those numbers in there. Hey, for those, that's principal and interest only. Now, this one has no HOA. That's nice. You have to add the taxes, the insurance, mortgage insurance, if there is any. And yes, we better give you the NMLS 217037 and the APRs 3.611, 3.444, and 3.232. Okay, so we got them all, got it all in there. Whew. Got to correct it even. As always, we ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.